You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. In 2008, composer and musician Daniel Fishkin noticed a ringing in his ears, and it never went away. He says doctors offered no solace besides, you'll get used to it. Eventually, Fishkin decided to incorporate his condition into his music. His new concert series and sound installation is called Composing the Tinnitus Suites 2016. The music is generated by a system of 20-foot-long piano wires activated by feedback. Fishkin told us about his composition and his condition for our series Patient Files.
I had some pretty profound experiences in 2008 when my ears first started ringing. The first night I had tinnitus, I was turning off the power of every appliance in the house that I was living in just to hopefully I would be able to flip a switch and turn off the sound that I was hearing. When I first had tinnitus, I was so petrified of loud sounds everywhere because I thought they were the enemy. So I would wear foam earplugs all the time. So you'd put in the foam earplugs to protect your ears and you hear the thing you're afraid of, the tinnitus. I was searching for, you know, tinnitus stories, and I read about this sheriff that just committed suicide because of his tinnitus, and he specifically said in his suicide note, you know, that he hoped his death could bring awareness to the condition. I was really moved because it was like everything I was doing in my life was not dealing with this problem of the tinnitus. I can't tell you how many times I tried that to like sit down with a band and continue to play music. I turned to circuit design and sound sculpture as a way of doing something in music that wasn't painful. I want to create a situation where my frame of listening doesn't have to be subsumed by the background, but where it can be dwelled upon, where it can direct the music. There would be times where I would listen and it seemed like I could control the sound. Like floating in and out of a dream state, the ringing would change in different intensities. Maybe the one thing I could be good at if my ears are messed up is listening to the way they're messed up. We tend to think about damage to the ear as absence. Oh, someday you won't be able to hear something, rather than there are all these other things that are associated with the hearing system that can go wrong. I mean, balance is a big part of them. You know, our ears are organs of hearing and balance. I've heard the microphone metaphor, which is if you turn up the gain of something, eventually you begin to hear the noise floor in the system, and that's what tinnitus is. But where's the microphone? Where's the amplifier? So I think we're trying to make sense of something that defies some understanding. Pressing on my tinnitus every time I make music. I could interfere with it. I could infuriate my tinnitus. My tinnitus could get worse and yell at me. If you're hearing your tinnitus, you want to have a positive association with it. You don't want to hear it like this terrible, you know, demon. You want to hear it like an old friend. Now that I'm doing a project about tinnitus, when I hear my tinnitus, it's like, ah, there it is again.
Jonathan Pfeffer produced this piece.